only.
And in the UK, 40,000 people have signed a petition for ITV to sack the This Morning presenters for allegedly skipping the queue to see Britain's Queen's coffin. ITV said they got access to a special queue for work reasons, with Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby denying they skipped the queue. The queue, at its longest, was around 12 hours, with around 250,000 people joining it. It's coming up on 2 minutes past two.
How many people signed the petition?
40,000 so far.
40,000 stupid people signing a petition.
Idiots.
They don't understand. They don't grasp the fact that it was a work thing that they didn't even get to do, because it was quite clear in the end, once they explained the situation, that there's the queue, the regular queue, that you get up close to whatever where the coffin was, and then the work queue where you're kind of away and you're just showing up for work.
It's fake news, basically, yeah.
They're getting themselves worked up into a bit of a flap.
They're getting incredibly worked up over. It's ridiculous. And, like, I wouldn't be one to be rushing to the defence in any way, but it's, Eamon Holmes having a pop at them and Mel B had a pop at them. It's kind of like, would you ever
calm
now?
Calm down.
Just relax. Like, the cameraman working on it, that they call him for him to be cancelled as well, and the sound man and the producer that worked on the same clip, give over.
Get over yourselves.
Yeah, I found news of more at three.
So a baby steals it's a proper baby, this baby, but she, I'm guessing, is quite communicative.
Okay.
Got good vocabulary, like able to, like, when the child
can string a sentence together.
It's not even sentence, just words, but like the words, it's like you can fully understand that baby. Like a little baby toddler steals its mother's phone. Don't know who sent me this either. Thanks. Insta, I'm on Insta. Have a listen. Here it is. The child steals the phone and is recording a video selfie, sort of, on the phone.
Sophia!
Yeah?
Did you take my phone?
No.
The child runs.
Get it!
Good laugh. Quality laugh.
One more go.
Sophia!
Yeah?
Yeah? Did you take my phone?
No.
Get it!
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah,
oh,
very cute.
Unbelievable. Very nice. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. JP, do you know what it is?
It's a special day.
It's a special day. It's my birthday today.
Yeah.
And it's also the 21st night of September.
Do you remember when it was night of September?
I've got a remix of this somewhere, actually.
Oh, yeah.
This is it's a very good song.
Technically, it's not day. It's not nighttime yet. It's still the day. So,
well, this evening will be the 21st night of September.
Correct.
Oh, that's very funky, isn't it?
That's a fat beat.
Yeah.
Who's dance walking?
Funky.
Who's dance walking? Yeah.
We're dance walking to the dance floor, ladies and gentlemen. Bow, 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 bow. Skim on. Stand out there, I just skipped too far. Here we go.
Do you remember the 21st night of September?
Tell me to play this. Like one day a year I can play this out. I've got several remixes of this.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. Thank you.
What was the Grease song that we said it was?
It was a Grease song, yeah.
Born to Hand Jive.
Pardon?
Born to Hand Jive.
Dunk a dunk a dunk a dunk 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 a dunk a dunk a dunk 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 a dunk a dunk a dunk dunk. Orla is here, everybody.
Hi.
A blast from the past.
One day only.
A ghost of radio broadcasts past. Is this my birthday present? Your appearance on the show?
Exactly, yeah.
How's Dempsey treating you?
Oh, very well.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only ever heard horrible. I've heard that he's lovely on air.
Right.
He's lovely. He has this whole on-air
kind of all fake, is it?
Persona and this put-on thing. And then the minute that light goes off, he's like, he's a thundering egomaniac.
He's just, you know, I heard a rumor about Ian Dempsey.
Don't say it now, but you'd be very careful.
Well, this
careful.
Is only one
very
of the
litigious.
Rumors.
Tread carefully.
I heard that he actually volunteers to go into veterinary surgeons' practices and euthanize pets when he finds out they need to be euthanized.
Really?
Yeah.
He just
That's just one of the rumors I heard.
He checks in every day.
He does
he?
Anything for me today, guys?
No, Ian, you're grand. Into today FM with you. Play the hits. He's ringing vets at like 5:30 in the morning.
Guys, what have you got for me? I prefer the bigger animals.
Oh my God. This is my birthday. Too grim for my birthday. What was this remix? This is your man, the influencer, Orla.
Demi.
He's massive, and he does on the 21st of September every year, which is my birthday. He has, in the last number of years, become a huge social media sensation by doing his remix of September. The 21st night of September, Earth, Wind and Fire. Keep saying 21st September again and again. Yeah, 21st of September. Hey guys, the gang's all here. Hey! Voice notes this afternoon, 0874-100-102. Alan! Al's over there, Al.
Hey Ray.
Hey Alan.
Misheard lyrics.
What?
21st night, September?
Yeah, that's the song.
I always thought it was very first night in September.
No, it's the 24th. Do you remember the 21st night in September?
I always thought it was very first night in September.
No, not the very first.
How wrong was I?
You were wrong by about 20 days, I think, Alan. Because the very first night of September would be the first.
Correct.
The 21st night of September. So when you consider, well, if you do the math then.
How wrong was I?
20 days, Rob.
Owen Ray.
What?
Happy birthday.
Hey!
Cheers, Al.
Owen Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey! Aaron's over there.
Hey, Ray, happy birthday.
Cheers, buddy.
I think as a birthday present, we should all get a Mix It Friday on this Sir Ray Foley Day.
Hang on, you want to Mix It Friday today?
Can't happen.
That involves me doing extra work on my birthday. For you, for my birthday, Aaron.
And Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey, you beauty. Ben, Joshua and Harry. The gruesome threesome are over there.
Hey, Ray, this is Joshua.
Hello.
Hey, Ray, this is Ben.
Hello, Ben.
Hey, Ray, this is Harry.
How are you, Harry? How are you, lads?
From Selbridge.
You're from Selbridge. Okay, right.
Happy birthday, Ray.
Cheers, pals.
Happy birthday, Ray. Happy birthday, Ray.
Clearly, who was that?
That was Harry at the end, wasn't it?
Hey, Ray, this is Harry.
I think that's Harry there. Harry enjoying the birthday celebrations a little too early. Harry's not going to be able to remember the 21st night of September from listening to him, isn't he?
Happy birthday, Ray.
Oh, he's gone. He's in trouble.
I'm going up the show.
He needs soakage.
Up the show.
Happy birthday, Ray.
Inhaling a garlic curry cheese chip.
Are you what,
Harry? All right, buddy.
Leave it, Harry.
I just want to tell you, Ray.
Leave it, Harry.
I'm the birthday day of my best pal. I want to say.
Are you what, Harry?
Oh, Joe, come here, give us a hug.
Yeah.
I want to kiss you, Ray. Give us a kiss.
It's all right, Harry. Orla got me a present.
Oh, that's lovely.
I made you a birthday present.
You made it?
With my own hands.
I genuinely asked this question in the office. Orla gave me this. JP said something mean that it was like a rock hard piece of cake or something. What'd you say it was?
I just thought it might have been like a collection of pita breads or something.
Rock hard.
You said meaner things before that.
It's a fairly dense baking.
Mm-hmm.
But is it like a rock cake or something? Like, or
no,
bread or of some kind,
no.
Right? My next question then was, did you bake drugs into a cake for me? Because that would be the sweetest thing.
Yeah, he asked expectantly.
I said, couldn't be flaunting that around the office.
I wouldn't say it on air if you did, though. So she did. She said no. She didn't bake drugs into a cake for me.
Cost of living crisis. Can't so be just handing it over.
I was going to say, I just threw it in the bin then. And then she said, are you going to eat that? And I said, yeah, I just keep my stuff in the bin. That's where I keep all of my birthday presents. So then I took it out of the bin and I brought it in, but I haven't unwrapped it yet.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what's inside.
Let's see what it is, because I don't even know what it is.
Sort of wrapped up in brown paper, isn't it?
This is why Orla's here just for today.
It's fine.
It's lovely.
Very rustic. Wouldn't you say that's rustic?
It's you know what? It's, have you always been a baker or is it a lockdown thing?
Yeah, no, I've always enjoyed baking.
There's a lot of grease on that paper.
Oh my sweet lord.
Now,
is that a series of cookies?
It is, yeah.
Oh my word.
Wow. They're more massive than I intended.
Oh wow. Orla, genuinely, thank you very much for that.
You're very welcome, Ray.
I am actually happy with that.
They're so big you could serve a dinner on each one of those cookies.
These are a series of humongous chocolate chip cookies. And they are layered on top of each other in such a way that they look like a cake. It's like a short stack. In the way you'd have pancakes, a short stack of chocolate chip cookies.
They look
and
rich.
Now that I've opened the wrapping, they smell absolutely gorgeous. Orla Ormond, it's a credit to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I'm going to eat them all. Now I know why you stayed, because you're hoping to get one. Happy birthday to everyone, yeah. It would seem. Thanks, Orla.
Hey, you're welcome.
I'm going to let you go home to bed now.
Thanks.
Because you need to rest up before you're attacked by Dempsey again
exactly.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
You're going to come in a rage, having been turned down by the local veterinary clinic once again. All right, stick around. We'll do the roll call after Prince. This is Today FM. What a song! Prince and Raspberry Beret. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. All right, good afternoon. Hello, Ray Foley on. It's Wednesday. It's the 21st of September. Do you remember the 21st day of September? Let's do a roll call. Ray's here, JP's there. 0874-100-102 for your texts, your WhatsApps. And doing your roll call this afternoon on show, Ray. My daughter has the same birthday as Rob Kearney, but I only found out this morning that my son Dylan has the same birthday as someone much more famous. You.
Easy now.
Steady on. Happy birthday, Ray. Love from my mum Eilish, dad Derek, and sisters Ella and Emer. My birthday, as far as I remember, on the 21st night of September, I share a birthday with Bill Murray.
Good. My favourite actor of all time. Yep.
And one of the Oasis Gallagher brothers, but I don't know which one.
I thought
one.
You shared it with Will Shatner as well, no? Did I imagine that?
Don't recall, maybe. But maybe. If only we had some sort of divide, some sort of a technological...
Some way to access an information database.
Instrument.
Yeah, like that was digital, not physical.
Some sort of an electronic...
Yeah.
Network connected.
A network, okay.
If only. Yeah. Happy birthday, Ray. Love from his mum, Dylan's mum, Eilish, dad, Derek, and sisters, Ella and Emer. And Dylan, happy birthday to Dylan.
Happy birthday, well done.
Happy birthday, Ray. Love the show as always. Hope you have a great birthday. It fills with lots of love, laughter, happiness and success. Keep doing what you're doing from Emily. This is the thing, my wife was asking me all week, what do you want for your birthday? And I'm like, I'm at an age where I've got everything I want. The thing I wanted most was this show. And now I've got it. I don't even want that. Do you know what I mean?
So you'll say no to a bottle of wine, will you?
Sorry, what?
You'll say no to a bottle of wine, will you? This is a first.
Happy birthday, young man. Love the show from Caroline. Ray, happy birthday, brother. I spoke to you the day we both turned 30 on the radio. Delighted you're back. Happy 42nd to us from Martin Galway on show. Martin, you're 42 as well today, are you? I'm shaving a few years off, Martin. I think we're entitled. So everyone's saying they're taking 2 years off for the pandemic. That's 40. But that's a big birthday, so I thought I'd take another couple off while I was at it. So 37 today. So
37? Wow, okay. That's good maths.
It's a good age. Yeah. I wish I worked with you too. One big fun gig. Love the show from Irene. It's, again, on the face of it, on air it is, but behind the scenes, Irene, I swear to God.
Miserable.
Calling vets left, right and centre. And Raymond, you need to launch an internal inquiry. After Pamela finished her show with Sweet Child of Mine, that's a case of the warm-up act upstaging the headliner.
Never.
From Paul Rick. Yeah, I was pretty disappointed with that, I have to say. But she always plays great music and fair to every day. She's always hard to follow, lads. Is Miami
in the house? Lato, Mariah Carey, DJ Khaled, is Big Energy the remix. This is Today FM.
Lato, Big Energy, Today FM. playing the music you love. How are you? Rick Foley on. It's my birthday today, 42. Yeah, 42 years old. I've never done drugs. Never. I thought maybe Orla was baking drugs into a cake for me. It's Mariah. But she said, no, she wouldn't. She wouldn't do that. This the remix. Maybe for the 43rd, I suppose. Yeah, so let's look forward to next year. Text and WhatsApp. So wait, I think, see, I've never been brave enough to do drugs, you know. Like, I mean, aside from prescription medication, right, or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd always be a bit kind of, oh, don't do drugs, oh.
Well, obviously, it's never a good idea to do drugs ever.
Ever, yeah. But if I was ever going to do it, I think I'd do it, like, in a cake or something.
Right.
Because then you're merging the best of both worlds.
Right.
Well.
Even though there is no best of.
There's no best, of course, there's no best of with the drugs. It's worth saying. So, but if it was legal.
Right.
That's the other point as well, like, because it's illegal.
It is
so
illegal,
if
yeah.
it was illegal, I think that's the way I would go. Dropping hints all over the place for my 43rd, okay? Very disappointed. Certainly liven up your Colin the Caterpillar, wouldn't it? Will's over there, 0874 100102.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Ray Foley, happy birthday to you.
Cheers, William. Beautiful performance, as we said. Shaz was wishing me happy birthday too, was she?
Well, Ray, just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday.
Cheers, darling.
And I thought long and hard about what I'm going to give you as a present, and I've decided.
Is it drugs?
I will donate to you.
Oh, drugs?
1,000 steps.
1,000 what?
Stamps.
What?
Stops.
What, hang on, so let me go again. 1,000 what?
1,000 steps.
Oh, steps for me.
that's handy.
For me couch to 5K training, is it?
There you go. That's a bit of your training done for this week.
Oh.
Now you can take it easy this evening.
Cheers, Shaz.
Happy birthday.
Cheers, Alan. And Damien. Is this Damien that was in the burrito shop?
Correct.
Damien, I was walking past my burrito shop earlier on, and I didn't have a burrito today, not even on my birthday, because I was late for work. Damien was there, very casually said, Mr. Foley. I said, yes. He said, can I get a photo? Can I get a selfie? I said, yeah, Jesus, yeah. So we got a selfie. I saw it on my Insta. I'm looking good in this particular photograph. Damien's over there.
Hey, Ray. It's Damien here. Listen, I just wanted to say thanks so much for stopping for the selfie today. It was very much appreciated.
Dude, literally all I had to do was stop.
Wow, Ray Foley, man of the people.
just my cheese face. This. That's all I had to do.
Well, you were probably rushing into the studio and I was stuffing my face with a burrito.
Brother, I have to tell you this now, and I say this to everyone. Everyone's like, oh, this is probably annoying you. You probably hate this, do you? I absolutely love it.
He does, yeah.
I genuinely... Who in the world gets stopped by people they don't know in lovely circumstances and is told, I love what you do? Who in the world ever gets an experience like
that? It's better than drugs, right?
It's up there with drugs, I'd say. Not that I'd know, because I've never done drugs before. Cut to me this time next year. I tell you what, I'm booking the day off.
Ray, your eyes look funny. What's
I'm booking
up,
next year off, yeah.
And I actually, you know, it's only after you left, I forgot to wish you a very happy birthday. So I hope you have an amazing day.
Cheers, brother.
JP, you better be good to him.
He is.
The man's a legend.
He's always lovely.
And Ray.
Yeah. Yeah? Yes, Damien?
Oh, yeah. Love the show.
Ray Foley.
All right, go on. With Supermax and Harry Styles. Late night talking. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Hello there. Ray Foley's my name. My good friend JP's over there.
How are you?
Jess Kelly from News Talk should be there as well, actually. Hello, Jess, the tech guru. Jess Kelly. Hello, guru.
Hello, friends. Hello. How are we?
You're connected via technology to us, to our studio.
Yeah, it's just a whole item explaining how phones work. Is that it?
So tell us about this whole... And did it, like, you hold it to your face or do you... How does it... This is actually about the... I was reading this story about the iPhone, the new Apple iPhone 14 Pro Max. So the Apple iPhone 14, then there's the iPhone 14 Pro, and then there's the iPhone 14 Pro Max, which is the big one and the most expensive one. The cheapest one of this you can get is €1,489.
Bargain.
And it goes up to nearly €2,200, the tricked out version of it, right? And people are reporting, I've got the audio here actually, Jess, have a listen. This is, people are reporting that the camera is making a buzzing noise in it when you use some third-party apps, right? So on its own camera, you take a photograph, take a video, it's okay. But if you use other apps that use the camera, you're getting a buzzing noise in the camera on the phone.
What?
The sound of that guy's voice going, what is exa- yeah. is the sound of a man that spent 1,500 euro on a phone.
What?
Yeah, exactly, brother.
Are you kidding me? Wait, can we actually see it shaking?
Now that's the phone itself.
That's ugly.
Jess, I didn't realise that there were mechanicals, like moving parts, inside in the camera.
Yeah, I think the technical term for what's going on is not ideal. This is to do with the firmware on the phone. So we know that this Pro Max, right, this is the beast phone. It has the best camera possible. Mm-hmm. And part of that is firmware that does image stabilization. Now, it seems to be that this image stabilization technology is what's causing the issue. It's causing that little buzzy tick. Apple are saying they're going to push out a software update next week that'll fix your 1,500 euro / 2,000 euro phone. But the fear is that if you keep trying to get TikTok to work and it's doing this buzzy thing, it could cause hardware damage in the long run, which is obviously, again, to use a technical term, not ideal.
Yeah. Is that an official term from the engineers? What they call them? Geniuses? They're not feeling particularly genius at the moment, I imagine, with the buzzing noise coming out of people's phones. But if it's making that kind of noise, something's rubbing against something that shouldn't be rubbing.
Yeah, exactly. Now, again, Apple are saying that it should be rectified with a software update.
Okay.
But it does make a lot of us kind of go, there has to be something that's ticking along in the background. Now, Apple did, because I sat through a few Apple briefings in recent weeks about the iPhone, and they've all been talking about how, you know, there's new technology within the phone to make the camera as good as it could possibly be. There's also technology to make sure that the phone doesn't overheat. So there's a lot crammed into the tiny, gorgeous little body on these phones. So there's bound to be issues. But obviously, you know, the reason why a lot of people went for the Pro and the Pro Max phones is for the camera. If it doesn't work, it's a bit of a pain.
That's the thing that sets it apart. Have you used it? Do you have one or have you tried it?
There is one on my desk, so don't you dare go downstairs in Marconi House. There is one waiting for me. I'm currently at the National Ploughing Championships in
Port Leash. I'm just going to have to go and check it out just for the buzzing. I just want to see what, because you know Apple are all about the buzz. Like there's a deadly buzz about the new iPhone, and I just want to hear it for myself. Are you at the ploughing then?
I am. This is actually one of my favorite days of the year, and I know people may be surprised to hear that, but this to me is one of the best exhibitions for innovation. There's a place down here called the Innovation Arena, and I've spent most of my day talking to Irish entrepreneurs who are building the next big thing to make the lives of farmers and those working in the agri sector that bit better. And the type of technology is bananas. The coolest thing I've heard is called Bullseye. And this is still something that I would never, ever want, right? It's called body conditioning scoring. So it can look at you, or ideally a cow, it's aimed at cows. It can look at you and exactly identify the BMI of a cow. So it can find fat of the cow. It can visually inspect the fat on a cow. And by understanding how fat a cow is, it can optimise the milk production. How cool is that?
It is fascinating.
What is your milk yield, Ray Foley?
Well, you point this thing at me,
right,
and you can see how many litres of homogenised, pasteurised milk you'll be able to get out of me.
It comes full out fat. Of buttermilk. Buttermilk in those veins.
You can get yoghurt out of me if you squeeze hard enough. It's true. If you squeeze and pull hard enough,
you can get
yogurt out of me, Jess. It's true.
Yeah.
The question is, though, with your Bullseye, does it come with Bluetooth?
I will find out and I will let you know.
You have to chase that up for me.
Okay?
You find out that and I'll go find the phone on your desk. From News Talk, Jess Kelly, tech genius guru. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Enjoy the ploughing.
Thanks.
Cheers, Mrs. All the best. Sort out your phone.
With Supermax and Super Subs. Delicious subs, soups and salads. Always fresh, always tasty.
I love that nervous tone. Bye.
Don't go near that phone.
Where she thinks I'm joking about the phone thing.
The Today FM School.
Years and years in Starstruck. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon.
The Gauntlet.
On this day of days.
On this most auspicious occasion. We're doing a gauntlet, Wednesday afternoon. We've decided we're not going to do a gauntlet every week because we're too lazy. But we are going to do it every couple of weeks. If something worth doing comes up, and boy, has something worth doing come up.
Yeah.
This is the story of Westlife. They're doing three Christmas gigs in December. Westlife Home for Christmas. Yeah. I was asking the question, what do they mean by home for Christmas? Because they live in Dublin, most of them, don't they?
But is this not the tail end of a world tour or something? So they've been away and they're coming home.
Okay.
Maybe, I think that's what it is.
They've been around the world.
They have indeed, yeah.
And they're coming home to Dublin.
Coming home now.
It's been so long now.
So going to get there somehow.
Don't know the next line.
Neither do I.
So Westlife, home for Christmas. Their first indoor dates in Dublin in 11 years.
Wow.
And tickets are on sale now. So to mark this, that's what we're doing our gauntlets on this week.
Just the Westlife. Westlife in general.
Westlife.
Okay.
Just Westlife. That's all we've got to do.
Okay.
Who's going first?
I usually go first, so I'm happy to go second this week.
Gauntlet being thrown down this afternoon.
The Gauntlet.
So for my gauntlet then, I had a brilliant idea and I started doing it and I ran out of time.
Oh, no.
It was like, I'm not finished this.
I can imagine the panic rising when you realised, I'm not going to make it.
This isn't going to be done. So I abandoned it. I had 40 minutes left to go before.
You ripped it up and you started again.
I did my gauntlet in 40 minutes.
Oh, this is high stakes stuff.
Now, I generally always do the same thing for my gauntlet, which is an ad.
Yeah.
Right? So for my original idea, it wasn't an ad. It was amazing. But for what I ended up doing, it's an ad.
Okay, you're getting your excuses in early.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
It's an ad. This is actually the ad I made for Westlife for the gigs.
Right.
They approached a number of production
houses,
companies, put together an ad to promo.
Did you have to pitch for the gig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what I put together for the. So Nicky himself got in touch.
Nicky, right.
He was like, "Sorry, Ray. Any chance you're doing on for us?"
Funny, mine's based around Nicky as well.
There you go. So he got in touch. He said, "Will you do an ad?" And I said, "I'll do up the ad, but listen, I don't expect anything. Just because we're pals, I don't expect
mates, right? Okay, yeah."
I said,
"You're peers. Because we're peers." Is that what you said?
I'll do the ad, and then you come back to me if you want me. And then I heard nothing again. They ghosted me after that.
Right?
They just clearly didn't want the ad that I had made for Westlife's three Christmas dates. Home for Christmas in December, here it is.
Ireland, it's September. That time of year the kids go back to school. The days get shorter, the leaves falling off the trees, and Christmas. Cause we're feeling festive with Westlife. Festive with the best of. Festive with the west of. Festive with the rest of Westlife.
Because there's four of them left. Brian left years ago, yeah.
Westlife. Home for Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas is the last thing anyone wants to think about right now.
Well, Westlife have tickets to flog for their Christmas gigs, where they'll be playing you some dirty pop.
Dirty pop and all.
Westlife, back on stage for a sizzling extravaganza, proving they've still got it going on. Westlife, encouraging everybody to buy tickets. Westlife, back in Dublin for Christmas. They're coming home now. And you know, when Westlife put on a show, it's gonna be so good.
We're gonna be so good. Like only we could.
Like only they could. Westlife. In a Christmas show you'll never forget. This Christmas, for three nights only, Kian, Nikki, Ronan, Mikey, Kevin, AJ, Keith, Mark, JC Chazé, Gary, and Mark. Get your tickets now for Westlife, home for Christmas, or wave them bye-bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye.
Get
Get those tickets now.
It's the Gauntlet.
Westlife.
It's really, it's only when you hear the ads you remember how many hits Westlife had, isn't it?
Just hit after hit after hit.
So many different sounds to their back catalogue as well, isn't it?
Varied.
Yeah.
So I've heard, I put all that work in
and nothing back.
That was weeks ago and I still haven't heard nothing back.
Weird.
Yeah. So that's my gauntlet for this week.
Westlife.
Westlife. And JP's going next. An opportunity, of course, to play a Westlife song. When you're looking like that at Today FM. JP goes next. Your votes, please, on 087-4100-102. Is it catsuit and bandy? She's a 5'10". Catsuit. And bandy eyes. Loving the gauntlet this week. Ray, the second mark was where you won my heart from Catherine. Yeah, I listed off all of the members of, well, you got to do that. You got to, because reunited on stage for three nights this Christmas, it's Westlife.
This Christmas for three nights only. Kian, Nikki, Ronan, Mikey, Kevin, AJ, Keith, Mark, JC Shazé, Gary, and Mark. Get your tickets now for Westlife.
Cheers,
home for Christmas. Or wave them bye-bye-bye.
Your cash machine call is coming up in a couple of minutes.
Ray Foley.
JP's gauntlet as well.
Supermax.
Oh, I've got to let you know.
Unbelievable. In excess on Today FM, play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon, good day. Welcome to Wednesday. Welcome to the 21st of September. It's my little birthday today. Loads of people having a little birthday today, actually. Ray, my son shares his birthday with you. He's a boring 22 today. A boring 22. 22?
We would give both of our
legs. Anything to be 22. He was 21 on the 21st. Oh, hang on. This is what makes it boring. So, okay. So it's just boring this year, but last year he was 21 on the 21st in 2021.
Spooky.
Just a coincidence, I'd say. Happy birthday, Cormac. Cormac. Happy birthday, brother. Have a good day. Ray, can you wish my wife Nessa a happy 44th birthday today? She shares her birthday with some great people. And me, I guess.
Yeah.
Rich.
Yeah,
Nessa, happy birthday. And Ray, you have the privilege of sharing a birthday with my sister Carol. Happy birthday to you both from Brian, who says he loves the show. Hey, Brian, many, many Ray happy returns.
Foley.
And lots of love to your sis.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Always the
Lil Nas X. That's what I want. Is it though? Is it?
That's what I really want.
I mean, I was more into the NXS. If you know.
The Gauntlet.
Different strokes for different folks. What about Lil Nas in XS?
Oh my God.
Put that down.
Write it down.
Gauntlet?
Yeah.
Westlife is the theme.
Correct.
Performing three dates in December for Christmas. Westlife home for Christmas in the Point Depot or the Three Arena.
What's the thing? Yeah. The Three Arena.
Yep. Mine was amazing. JP, it's your turn.
What's the one thing we mention every time we mention or play a Westlife song? It's the element of the music everybody mentions.
Getting off the stool. The key change.
Key change. There you've got.
Yep.
Bear that in mind. My favourite member of Westlife, of course, is Nicky Westlife.
Always.
A man of many talents, done the Dancing with the Stars, whatnot. And now he's got a new movie. He's moving into in a new direction. He's got a chain of shops he's opening. Have a listen.
Hello there, Nicky Westlife's here. You might know me for my incredibly white teeth. And I do a bit of singing on the side too. That's me, there.
It's actually where? Shane Filan.
You and the boys are famous for key changes. And now I want to become even more famous for another kind of key change. With my new key cutting business, key changes. That's right, I've always had a dream to open my own key cutting place.
I have a dream.
We do all kinds of keys.
How you doing, guys? It's Keith Duffy here.
Not that kind of key, so don't get fooled again when it comes to competitive prices. We cut any keys, any size. All you need to do is get off your stool, like we used to do, and come visit our city centre locations. Don't get snookered like me mate Ken.
Hi, I'm Ken Doherty.
With the wrong keys.
How you doing, guys? It's Keith Duffy here.
No, not that kind of key. I look forward to seeing yous at Key Changes, where all our quality keys are
unbreakable.
That's right. Do business with us and you won't be That's my guarantee from me to you. I swear it's true.
And I swear it's true.
No buts or maybes.
No buts or maybes.
Are they Shane? They get the idea.
The Gauntlet.
It's basically the same three jokes repeated four times. The only one that I liked was the Keith Duffy one. So
I was just going to say, that joke I could listen to 50 times in 2 minutes. Just not that kind of key. Like key changing and like Keith Duffy, in different outfits. you win. You win.
Do you think?
You win.
Oh, no.
I think you could have pitched up.
Yeah,
your
I didn't
voice.
Want to do. Oh, do you think?
Because he's got a higher pitched speaking voice, Nicky. So you could have like done a squeaky
it's
voice.
It's higher pitched. It's a wee bit gravelly as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well done. Not that kind of key.
And Ken as well.
Ah, just gold. Well done. That's your gauntlet for this week in Westlife. I think JP wins. This is new. Isn't it new? This is new from Lewis Capaldi on Today FM. Anne-Marie, Niall Horan on Today FM. Everywhere. This is the radio station playing the music you love. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I love that song.
It's a great tune. Well, I mean, it's just the original song.
They didn't do much with it, you see. Yeah, that's it, you see. If you're going to do a cover of a great song, don't mess with it too much. And then you're on to a winner. Actually, speaking of being on to a winner, I fully intend on winning. Is it a race, actually?
Well, there might be competitive people taking part.
I'm going to go and I'm going to bring my electric scooter with me.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to hop up on. This is a great pink run.
Yeah.
It's on in Leopardstown in Dublin on Sunday the 9th of October, or in Kilkenny in Castle Park on the 16th of October, both Sundays. Or if you're anywhere in the country, maybe give it a go. Do the great pink run. It's a 5K. It's a 5K or a 10K. Options. Don't be giving me options.
You might get a second win, right?
Is there a sitting watching everyone else run option? Because I'll tick that box every time. So, you can run the 5K if you like. We're looking for all of your help and your support for Breast Cancer Ireland. Check out the website todayfm.com/greatpinkrun. I'm training most day. I was training every day. It's been relegated to I'm training most days because today's my birthday.
Here's the thing. If you're able to run 5K already, then you're already there. You're fine.
I was talking to Elaine Crowley and TV3, our Virgin Media TV, about it.
Crowlers,
Crowlers was saying that she does it every year. I didn't know this because I was whinging about having to train and do the run. And she said, oh no, I just walk it. Like I power walk it or I jog bits of it.
So you're going to smash her anyway. Destroy
her. That's Growler's gone.
She's out of the running. Literally not even running.
Literally.
Yeah.
So I played me a little bit of noise for you there. Great. Oh, it's ringing. Where are we ringing here?
Kilkenny, I think.
Hello.
Hello, Kilkenny.
Hello, how are you?
Is that Valerie?
It is.
How are you? It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm pretty good, actually, yeah. My hips are holding up as I train for the Great Pink Run. Come here, would you give it a go on the 16th? It's in Kilkenny on the 16th of October. If I give you a Fitbit, will you do the run?
I might. Well, I'd walk anyway.
There was a pause there.
I might.
Pretty non-committal. Do you know what? I'm putting you on the spot. I'm not expecting any commitments. Maybe give it a go. The website is todayfm.com/greatpinkrun. We're the media partners. I'm an ambassador. And I'll definitely be doing the run anyway. And no pressure. If you get the time to do it, you want to do it, give it a go, Valerie.
I'll try my chances.
Yeah, mature. We'll see how it goes. How are you?
I'm great. Not a bother. I'm on my way home from work now.
What do you work at?
Credit control.
Credit control. Who's your favourite person in work?
Oh, God, that's put me on the spot. I just want to answer that in case they're listening.
Hopefully they are listening because they're your favourite person, Valerie.
They're all my favourite. How about that?
Very diplomatic. She's given the credit to everyone.
Very diplomatic. Yeah. Well, you can have them all running with you now on the 16th of October. I've got a Fitbit for you, Valerie. We're listening. We've got your text in. And we've got an overnight stay in the fabulous Intercontinental Hotel in Dublin for you as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's brilliant, lad. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Listen, thanks for coming on. And no pressure. You don't have to do the run, but enjoy the Fitbit and the break.
Okay.
In here, right?
Yeah. Cheers,
darling.
And Ray.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Hey, cheers, darling.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Bye-bye. Right. I'll give you a moment to crank the volume up on this one, because it's worth it. It's Jimmy Eat World in the Middle on Today FM. Hey, yeah. Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. I'm having a wonderful old day. I was thinking, if I didn't work on the radio, would it even come up in conversation that it was my birthday?
Not really, no.
It's just like, it's just a radio bit, really. If I had a regular job, this wouldn't even, no one would mention it. It wouldn't even be considered. Seamus has done me happy birthday, Lisa, from The Simpsons.
Hooray, it's your birthday. I wish you love and goodwill. Mm. I wish you love and joy. I wish you're better than your heart's desire or your first kiss from a guy.
Okay.
Ray, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Ray.
Isn't that lovely? Yeah, Seamus.
Well done.
For the one for The Simpsons fans. I've got 20 seconds.
Can I give you a present?
Yeah.
Go on, like, open that.
Oh, that doesn't look like wine at all.
No, that's wrapped. I wrapped that myself.
I genuinely thought you were giving me wine.
Yeah. Well, I am.
Oh, thank God.
Because there's the wine.
I thought, Jesus, if there isn't
there's
a bottle
the
of wine.
Bottle of wine.
If there isn't a bottle of wine for the dart on the way home, I've got there a problem.
I know.
And some sort of a book as well or something, isn't it?
I went into a nerdy place and I said, give me the best possible graphic novel you've got of 2022 and for my good friend Ray Foley, and they came back with that.
Dude, thank you very much. Yeah. I've read the first couple of issues of this, but I haven't read the full collected volume, The House on the Lake. It's fantastic.
It's supposed to be groundbreaking.
It is really, really good. Very clever. About, loosely, it's about the world ending and a select bunch of people being saved. Yeah, but that's not entirely what it's about. It's very, very good, yeah.
And then we have this as well.
Absolutely. Did you walk in to the wine shop and say, what is the very best wine? What is the most interesting bottle you've got for 2022 as well? Wine to match a comic? It's the perfect birthday. This is our All Irish Track of the Week. Somebody's Child at Today FM. This is called Broken Records. And the intro ends now. Our All Irish Track of the Week on Today FM. Somebody's Child and Broken Records. Be touring throughout the UK and Ireland in February and March next year, and they are bloody good, aren't they? JP got me a comic for my birthday. Got me loads of comics, actually. It's lovely. The collected trade paperback of The Nice House on the Lake, and then the next few issues of the next series.
And I hear it's anything but nice.
It's not nice, no.
Not nice.
What I've read of it so far, I think I've read the first two small editions. It's not nice. It was very good. Thanks, brother. I wonder, could we do a comic bit?
Like, why not?
The same way we talk about telly or films.
Sure, they're huge now.
Well, that'd be a thing. Does anyone do comics on the radio? This is the way I talk when I'm coming up with ideas. There's so much you didn't get to do on the show today.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do. I'm bringing Dexys back.
Yeah.
Where Justin Timberlake announces that he's going to bring back Come On Eileen by Dexys Midnight Runners. Yeah. And I'm bringing Dexys back. Yeah. We didn't get to do I Need Hugh Tonight. I Need Hugh Tonight. Where Downton Abbey actor Hugh Bonneville comes in and sings his fave In Excess song. It's I Need You Tonight.
Of course it is.
And we didn't get to do Nicky Sickburn. Where Nicky Westlife comes in. Nicky Burn. Oh, he comes in and roasts us. It's amazing. It's Sick Burn. Nicky Burn. Hey, Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have a lovely evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow from 2.
With Supermax, home of the 100% Irish.